This is 840 CFCW Gardening with Sharon Time. Good morning, Sharon.
Hi, Jackie Ray. How are you?
We're so good on such a beautiful day, and we thank Thiel's Greenhouse in Bruderheim in Fort Saskatchewan for sponsoring this segment. And you and I are going to pay a visit to Thiel's this Friday. You're gonna teach Jackie Ray some stuff.
Oh, it's going to be so crazy fun. Yes.
So we will post it to the CFCW Facebook page. And speaking of gardening with Sharon, she has Facebook, Instagram, website. So a lot of the things she talks about, you can check that out as well. I want to talk to you. I saw something pop up. I think it was on your website. Worms are happening in the garden right now.
Yes. Delphinium worms are a thing. I have a post on my website and on all my media about Delphinium worms and how to take care of them and get rid of them.
So what do you do?
What you do is I have some photos of, like, what are the classic signs of what it looks like. But these delphinium worms, they like to glue themselves inside leaves. So they fold leaves over, right? And they're inside the leaf, and it looks like they make this little tent, right? So what you need to do is you need to go and find those little tents where they're living and pick them off and squish them.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, they're part of a group of worm called leaf tires, and it's like, oh yeah, definitely, you are leaf tires, yes.
Okay, yeah. That's good to know. Now, The other big thing we should talk about with it being 30 today, 31 tomorrow, how do you beat the heat in the garden?
No kidding, like 3 weeks, like 2 weeks ago, was it not like snowing and frosting, and now we have a heat wave. So I just put up a post on Instagram and Facebook of about three ways to beat the heat in the garden. And number one is right now people are still planting out, right? And you have new plants out in the garden. So if you are planting, plant in the evening when it's cooler. And water those plants in well so that they have a little time to settle in and hydrate during the night. Another thing is water in the early morning while it's still cool. So that'll give plants a good water supply for the day. Another thing is when it's hot like this and you have water droplets all over the leaves, what that does is it magnifies the sun's intensity, and you can actually get leaf burns or even burns on the flowers because it's like a magnifying glass.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, and that's why drip irrigation is such a good thing. I mean, there's lots of reasons why drip irrigation is better than like broadcast irrigation, but that's one of the reasons is you don't have this water sitting on the leaves during the heat of the day.
And you were talking about now people are just planting their cucumbers and things as well, so this is good advice.
Right, and I also have a blog on my website for cucumbers and tomatoes. Cucumbers mess with us in Zone 3, so take a look at that. And there's one other thing in the garden, and this applies to tomatoes and cucumbers because they love the heat, is mulch. Mulch is one of the best ways to retain soil moisture. It keeps the roots cooler, and it just gets plants through the day.
Mulcha, mulcha, mulcha. Perfect.
Mulcha, mulcha.
Gardening with Sharon. Follow her on all her social media channels, and I'll see you at Thiel's Greenhouse on Friday.
I am so excited about this. Yes. See you then.